consensus. Did I say that right?
Hey, 33 years I gave that to the game. 33 mil, I say that for the rain. 500 weeks, I fill the charts with my pain. 500 mil and I fall back in the six.
You said it right.
I don't think I did.
No.
I don't know. It sounded like he almost said it correctly, but just added
watch this finesse this. It's going to be a finesse edit.
Pretty sure I said consensus.
But I mean, I got the idea.
Consensus. There it is.
Yes.
Redeem myself.
I think I tried to pull up after you and say it just so that we could just cover it up and keep moving. But you know, like, I don't know. You know.
Got to do some movie magic. Anyways, welcome in.
Movie magic.
Welcome into the show.
You got a very special guest.
It's Melted Chocolate. Myself, AP. Webb is on the ones and twos.
Right.
Chuck's over there. He's on timeout because he forgot about the production meeting.
In the doghouse.
And today on the show, we got a special guest. Cody's cousin, the one and only. Introduce yourself, brother.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Dale. Dale Carver, Reverend Carver, Honcho Carver, whoever you want to call me. You might follow me on the social medias or whatever, but it's your boy. I'm here.
It's the homie.
Getting mines, you know what I mean?
Got to. So how you feeling, Dale? These days.
What's good with you, Dale?
I don't know if anyone just heard my knee pop. I'm feeling like 55.
I did.
Yo, boy. It's crazy, bro. I'm 23. I'm a crisp 23.
Crisp.
Cody is a crisp Kobe year. If you don't know Kobe's number, then I don't know what to tell you.
You shouldn't be alive.
Dale, hold you?
25 and live.
Yo, I'm 23 and I be having pains like I'm for real like 70.
Bruh. Like, how you know you're 70? You've never been 70.
All right, Cody.
Okay, but first of all.
Seriously.
Yeah, I guess he's right.
Chuck, why are you talking, dog? I'm just playing, Chuck. You had to slip up. You'll be all right. But anyway.
Sorry, bro.
Chuck from the doghouse, ladies and gentlemen.
Chuck from the doghouse. Well, yeah, I'll be hurting, dude. I'll be waking up like, ooh.
Yeah.
I remember one day Cody slept on the couch at my house. And I woke up, he said I sound like an old man.
He in there.
Yo, but like, but check me out. Does it just happen overnight? Because like, I can't remember when I just woke up and I was hurting. Or like, I got up out of the chair and my knee said. And like,
really like that,
it just, is it overnight? Or is it something that's happening over time? Because like, I mean, I feel like everybody's getting older.
Where was this transition? I'd be waking up, I'd be like. And then I'd be like.
Yeah, you be doing that. He said. Oh, like some old dude. I'm like, bro.
No, I be getting that from my dad because he wake up. He's like, I know that's a weird sound for y'all, but whatever.
ASMR.
Yes, ASMR. Shout
you got
out
the headphones in. That might have been great for you, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know. Now my injuries start happening after I started getting hurt in basketball. Ooh. After I started rolling ankles and stuff, I'd be like,
we're not talking about rolling ankles.
Yeah, you got them paper mache.
I got paper mache.
It's crazy because, like, growing up playing sports and stuff like that, like, getting injured and stuff, like, it always takes that one time when you, like, hurt yourself that one good time and then you realize, like, dang, all right, that was kind of dangerous. Like, I was kind of wilding. Like,
Dale,
I did diving for a little bit.
Dale. Let me tell you.
this man, Aaron,
this
got
didn't happen playing sports. Oh, no.
Paper mache ankles, bro.
So, I hurt my ankle originally doing parkour.
Hardcore.
Did a quick, nice little front flip. I thought it was just like, I was like, I'm fine. Got up. Nah, I wasn't fine. Broke.
First of all, the front flip. You was doing a front flip.
Yes, sir. I wasn't as big as I am now.
Yeah, this is like.
You subtract like 100 pounds.
80, yeah, 100 pounds.
This is in high school? It's okay.
This was in like, you know, had to be like 9th, 10th grade. So, yeah. Me, Sam Demchok, Wesley Krause, Wesley's brother.
Man, shout out to the boys.
Connor Grueler. Oh, but this didn't happen doing sports.
I mean, parkour is a sport?
No. That was the first time. And then there was a couple other instances in sports and, you know, whatever. Basketball game at a bachelor day, whatever, before a wedding. The most recent one happened here. It was it Switch Night Saturday?
No, that shit was sad. Yeah, it was on Saturday.
It was Switch Night Saturday. I don't think you were here, Chuck. No, you weren't here. Let's see, my sister was here, y'all were here, Dave was here, and we were doing wrestling entrances.
Oh, no.
We were coming from that hallway over there doing wrestling entrances. I did Booker T's entrance. You know, he jumps up and he got the pyro. I did a little hop step. My foot came off the ground about 3 inches, dog. I came down. That shit looked like a banana. This shit said, I was down. And the thing is, everybody thought it was part of the entrance at first. So they were like, hey, yeah. And my girl was like, oh, are you okay? And I was like, no.
No.
I am out of commission. And then literally everyone just went to sleep. I was like, it's over. Y'all got to go.
Ended the night quick. You hurt yourself and then you just got to deal with it by yourself. Like, everybody went to sleep. Like,
yeah, bro, because I already knew off rip what happened. And I knew how the recovery was going to be and how much of a pain in the ass it was going to be.
Yeah.
I was like, I know I got to call out of work tomorrow. I got to go to urgent care to make sure nothing's broken or anything. And so, bro, this shit was stupid. I didn't wear my boot. I got a little splint. I was like, I was so mad. I was like, yo, fuck this, dog.
So, moral of the story, Booker T's entrance should be feared. And
don't jump when you're doing it. Because I look back, and he doesn't jump.
Oh, that's crazy.
He doesn't jump. But moral of the story is don't do WWE entrances if you have papier-mâché ankles.
Yeah.
Chuck, why are you talking?
Bro, there's like a whole synopsis in the beginning of the show that says do not attempt at home. Yeah,
don't try this at home. But anyways, ladder match next week. My backyard.
There's no trampoline.
No trampoline. We on the grass with it.
I'm cool.
But yeah.
I want to say I'll pull up, but I would be lying.
Like, I'll book it. Cody grass. Versus Dale, ladder match.
Grass? Ladder?
Why not?
You know, and just they don't make us like they used to, and I don't know. I just
why are you touching my wires?
I'm just making sure.
See, that's what you get for touching my wires.
I'm making sure it's all good. It's a tough job being on the ones and twos. Ain't gonna lie.
I used to be on the ones and twos. I handed it off to Cody.
Yeah, what made you guys switch over?
Cody did more research than I did.
Facts.
So
word.
I was gonna do research, but Cody got to it first. And so now he's on the ones and twos.
Is this Dale's line? Enough.
It's Dale's line. All right.
That's Dale's, yeah.
So Dale is number 3. All right, got you. All right.
So, yeah.
We here.
In other words, we're all old.
All yeah.
Of us. We're not getting any younger. And we're young, but we're old. All the old people will be like, oh, you're not even wet behind the ears. Like, sir.
Ma'am, my ankle hurts.
My hip cracks so many times in the day.
Literally. I'm out of breath when I get to the top of the stairs.
Come on.
It could be 5 stairs. It could be 3 stairs. I'm out of breath.
Going I stretch.
Not for me.
Before I eat. That's how hurt I am. Imagine.
So what else been good with you, Dale?
Well, changed hours at work. Been coming in at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's been killing me. I won't even lie. Thinking about to be promoted to a manager somewhere out there at the Space Center at the Sunnies.
There you go.
Because they gave me a little manager book today and start studying or whatever, take some tests. Yeah, so that's lit. But, like, I'm really trying to, like, save up just to get out of Titusville because, I mean, there's just so many other things out there in the world.
There is.
Like, I got you. I don't know if I want to leave Florida or if I want to just go to, like, Orlando or somewhere surrounding areas or something like that. But still, like, I'm just trying to have something to work towards, too, because I feel like, you know, growing up, we always had something to look forward to, like whether it be like your 10th birthday or your 15th birthday, 16th, 18th, whatever it was. Like, dang, what you look forward to after like 21? Like,
50.
Ladies and gentlemen, he said 50.
That's what it is. That's man. What people look forward to. 50.
You look forward to 50?
I don't. But that's what they make it a big deal. Over the hill, blah, blah, blah.
Over the hill.
That's what it's called.
I think 40 is over the hill.
No, it's 50.
Way life been going the last couple of years, I feel like 20
damn
is
near
the hill.
20 years. I feel like 30, 35. Charles.
Right. And no, you good.
No, I'm just playing.
Charles was saying 30, 35 might be over the hill. I mean, it just depends on how you look at it. We got the generation that's coming up right now is like teen moms and grown children.
My grandparents died when they're like 70 and they're 70, so 35's I'd say is accurate.
Huh? Oh. I didn't hear what you said at first, but it processed.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Late bloomer. That's all. But good, man. I was thinking the other day, like, I was driving home, ironically, from the Space Center.
Gang.
Because we all work at the Space Center, little known fact.
Gang.
But I was like, damn, man, like, I've been here, shit, I don't even remember when I moved here, but I've been here a while. Because I've known Cody over 10 years. So I've been here over 10 years.
And that means I've known Dale for like...
Well, y'all are cousins.
Plus 50. Well, we are, but we aren't.
Common known, told fact, fake.
Yeah.
We'll just say you are.
We grew up together, and then whenever somebody saw us out, they'd be like, oh, is that, are y'all brothers?
Yeah.
And then just, like,
we couldn't pull off the brother thing after a while, so we was just
cousins. Yeah. So then they're not asking me who I am every time they see
and
me.
And then eventually just stuck. Like, if I had to go to a party or I had to invite him somewhere, he'd invite me somewhere, we'd say, oh, let's bring my cousin.
Famo pulling up.
Boom, exactly. All right. Like, you all good, right, with so me, y'all, he's good with me, I'm, you good with me. Yeah, come on, both of you.
I tell people, great. Cody's my brother.
Come on, now.
I'm like, how, y'all? You're all the same age. You're 23, 24. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
We're brothers. And Dave.
Wow. And Dave.
How's that possible?
Shout out, Dave, wherever you are right now.
Yeah, man.
All of you born, you're not twins, are you? No. How do we look like? Well, I don't know. You said you're brothers. Shut up. We're brothers.
At that point, I got to turn around and walk away. I just got to disengage this conversation because they've just asked too many questions. Too many questions. Like, wow.
Yeah. All right, man. You have a good one.
I just want to know. No, you don't. Don't worry.
Why does it bother you? You know what I mean?
Mind your damn business.
Yeah.
Come on.
But I was thinking, like, damn, Titusville and, like, Port St. John and Cocoa, that's all I've really known. And New York, obviously, but that's all I've really known. Like, I've never been in the West Coast.
Feel me?
The last time I was out of the country, I was 6.
Over to the carnival.
Yes.
I feel like going out of the country is cool and all, like, before the age of 21, but you ain't really living until you can get out there and do something as a, like, grown-ass adult. Like,
I mean,
you can go and get in trouble for this shit, you know what I'm saying?
I remember some things from when I was in...
And it's hard to remember, exactly.
So, like, because, like, I was 6 years old. We flew from... Did we fly from Florida? I don't remember, but we landed in Puerto Rico, and that's when I saw Bobby Lashley.
When you were 6 years old?
Yeah. I was younger. He was in ECW at the time. Did he have hair? Fresh. Nope.
How did you know that was Bobby Lashley?
Because I watched wrestling. I've watched wrestling my whole life.
Wrestling.
What year is that when you were 6?
2000.
That's 2001 or 2.
I know I've seen Bobby Lashley in the airport.
Your story's shaky, bro.
I don't know. Just saying. Because I stood in front of him and then I looked at him and he looked at me and I ran off. So then we left from Puerto Rico to St. Vincent in a tiny ass plane. And this is just a story of my life right now.
Go ahead, bro.
Side road. And I remember some things. I remember losing my green Power Ranger. I had a whole bunch of Power Rangers. And it was like, I don't know if y'all know the Power Rangers where like it has the head and you press a button and the head flips from the helmet.
Into their Mighty Morphin.
No.
No? Wasn't it Mighty Morphin?
No, it turns into like the regular without the helmet on.
Oh, so
then you flip it again and it goes to the helmet.
I think I had the blue one.
Yeah, I had all of them. And I was playing the green one, just happened to be my favorite for whatever
side
reason.
Story. Which one of your Power Rangers is a favorite? I just need to know. Because it's going to tell me a lot about you guys if you guys tell me which one of your Power Rangers.
Bro, I don't remember.
I mean, like, color.
I'll say the blue one.
Growing up, I stuck with the red, but I'm a black Power Ranger kind of guy.
You're black or the white Power Ranger, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Alternate.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's always the coolest guy.
That's Aaron loves the leader alpha guy. And everything.
That's not true.
That is very true.
That is not true.
Bro, you're wearing an All Might shirt.
All my favorite character.
Y'all Might.
He can't be my favorite character.
He's the alpha dude in the show.
That's Midoriya.
No, he's not.
It's Midoriya's story of how he became the number one hero.
Yeah,
right. I'm retired.
But who did he get the power from?
You got it from me.
Y'all,
I'm a good guy. All right, so there it is. Can't have a favorite.
Like Thanos. Thanos likes the red power.
King K. Roy. Little Mac. Nah. Okay, what's the dragon's name?
Ridley.
Ridley.
I stopped.
Buy him. Back to back, bro.
No, this man was claiming that he was the best at Smash.
Chuck, I bought you 500 characters multiple times.
I'm talking about before that. Before that.
Oh, shit. This is still recording. Hey, we lit. This lit. Hey, this lit.
We in.
Mario Tennis, Mario Golf, Mario anything.
You don't want to catch me in Mario Kart.
Ooh. Chuck, stop. I beat you in that,
challenge?
Too.
Challenge? Lion King reference? Caught that.
We'll have Switch Night Saturday sometime soon. and I'll body chuck again.
Bro, we got to bring back Switch Night Saturday.
Make Switch Night Saturday great again. Dale, you're invited.
Make Switch Night Saturday great again.
But anyways, back to my story. I remember losing my Power Ranger in a gutter. I was playing with it, and, you know, I threw my Power Ranger because it got hit by a stupid, powerful attack. Fell right into the gutter. It's gone forever.
I gone forever?
Yep. Aaron Hernandez. And then I remember I remember the carnival because I'm 6 years old. I'm in his little costume. My dad is the main guy in our section. He has his, when you're the main dude, you wear the biggest costume. All the focus is on you. This is on TV. This is broadcast to all the islands in the Caribbean. And he's the main guy dressed in his red ensemble with the white beard. Gave my dad a fake white beard. And I'm in the back because I'm the youngest and I'm little and nobody cares about me. And then someone comes up to me. He's like, oh, you went back over there. They call my dad Pollard. Like, my last name is very well known over there.
Fitting.
So they're like, oh, you're Pollard's son in there. Not Jamaican. Ooh, can't disrespect him. In a Vincentian accent. Oh, you're Pollard's son? And I'm like, yeah, you need to be in the front. And so they put me all the way right behind my dad. And then this dude was like, oh, no, you need to get in the back. And then my dad was like, no, he's over here. Like, he had to yell at him.
Had to put his foot down in the red suit with the white beard.
No, like, bro, like, I wish I had pictures. This shit was big, what he was wearing. Like, it was like a float almost, damn. But like a costume.
On his body.
Huge. And he's carrying it. And I'm grinding with, like, grown-ass women. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
They're throwing it back on you, huh?
Yeah, it really was, bro.
He said Bay Area Yike Fest.
Bro, I was yiking, bro. I was grinding. I was doing what I could. My six-year-old self, bro.
Hey, they throwing it.
That's pretty much all I remember. I remember my dad, where they built the costumes. They call it the tent. Well, the big warehouse. And he left me, like, outside. And he was like, I'm going to go do some work. Stay out here. No one's going to bother me because I'm a Pollard. So,
they run St. Vincent, bro?
I guess, I don't know how it is now, but back then, my name carried weight.
Oh.
So, I just sat there and collected bottle caps for like 6 hours.
Six-year-old, man.
Boy wanted to get on some cheeks.
Yes. That's crazy.
That's when he knew he didn't really care about the Power Ranger anymore.
Power Rangers ain't cool no more. But, that's my only story about going overseas.
Damn. I went to Costa Rica once.
Nice.
That was cool.
Yeah?
Nice over there?
I remember, this is my memories, because my memories as a kid, I probably say, like, ages, like, I mean, I don't even want to say birth, because you don't even remember being, like, I want to say, like, six, five to, like, I don't know, maybe 14, 15 was, like, one big memory. Like, I don't even remember, like, certain ages when some stuff happened. Like, I don't know. It's just crazy. And, like, Costa Rica is cool, you know. I got a monkey to crawl on me. I saw iguanas. I did Costa Rican things, you know, went whitewater rafting or whatever. It was cool, you know what I mean?
That's some fun stuff.
I mean, it's all right.
I want to do some fun stuff like that.
Yeah, but, like, that fun stuff costs money now. And
hella.
Going to work for money is whack.
Yeah. I'm just going to make an OnlyFans account.
That's crazy because I was just about to say I was going to make an OnlyFans account.
You might as well make one too, Goaty.
Put my toes on there?
Got to. I'm selling feet pics. I would say,
toes.
Like, I told my girl, I said, if a random dude comes up to you asking for feet pics and you say no, get out of my face. If he tells, I will pay you for feet pics and you say no, that's weird, get out of here. You're not my girlfriend.
It's get feet that pigs, bread. Dog. That's easy.
It's charge, feet pigs. Charge, man's.
It's feet pick. Charge. All right.
So, so as far how far with that are you going though? Like, is feet picks as far as it can go?
Yeah.
Or like, do you just understand that like this person is just far away and that like you know maybe nah,
it's
it wouldn't
feet
hurt.
Nah, it's feet picks.
Yeah. That's real.
If he's asking for like news, I'm like, don't.
That's
do that.
Real.
Don't do that.
That's real. Because I mean, like,
don't do that. You tripping.
Some dudes just act like that. That's okay. You know what I'm saying?
No. It's just feet picks for me. I don't know about y'all, but that's for me.
I don't know.
I'm single, so
it depends on the
if
price.
If you had a girl and some dude was like, oh, send me feet pics for money.
Let's talk about how much money, though.
It don't matter, dude. It's feet pics.
Okay.
Now we're going to set the bar high. We're going to be like a grand.
That was a lot. I was gonna say like 500 for the feet pics. Like
I was gonna say like 100.
Hey,
you 100.
That's what I was gonna
say. What?
Like, I wasn't thinking like.
I feel like that's disrespectful number. Though. If you try and come at someone with a $100 feet pic offer, like they're gonna look at you like.
You said $100,000.
$100.
Oh, $100. Oh,
it's $100,000. I'll give you all the feet pics. I'll paint my toes.
Ooh.
I'll put the little things in between my toes.
I'm dead.
For $100,000, you get all the feet pics you want.
Oh Lord!
So if y'all want feet pics, hit me up.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. AP not nice.
Ew.
That's my OnlyFans account. Have you ever been overseas, Cody?
No. I just got a passport. Well, no, I didn't. I got one, but I got it like 4 years ago.
So it's expired. Yeah.
I think they last for like.
8 years?
8 years or something like that.
I know mine is expired. That's for damn sure. Because my last passport was when I was 6. So
exactly.
I need to get a new one. That shit, is it expensive?
I don't know. My granny paid for it.
I thought it was like $50 to get your photo done.
And then we did at the post office.
I know you can get like your photo done at CVS. I don't know how that works. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. So, do you know, Dale?
No idea. It's something I'm probably hit Google for because I just understand that we in the 21st century.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And like everybody's got Google. Like, hey, I feel like if there's anything I don't know, I could just Google that. And I mean, I
would Google it, but I want to know if my homies know.
Oh, I have no idea. You know, to be honest with you, I have no idea.
If my sources don't know, then I go to Google.
Chuck, look that up for us.
Ooh.
The doghouse is far, apparently.
Yeah, it's hard to
hear
from back here.
What does it take to get a passport, and how much does it cost, and all that good stuff?
How much does it cost to get a passport?
No Wikipedia.
Wikipedia can be edited, just so you know. Don't trust it.
Nah, don't do it.
My sources on Google tell me $110 for adults ages 16 and up.
$110.
Sheesh.
That's up there. Is that for the whole thing?
$110 application fee and a $35 execution fee.
Execution?
God dang.
Execution, I'm sorry.
That's $145.
Oh, no.
I guess. I got to get one because I'm supposed to be going to St. Vincent in like June, July.
I don't know. If I'm trying to go overseas, I'd probably go. I wouldn't go anywhere, actually.
Yeah, like
not nowadays.
Not now.
How do you feel about the coronavirus?
With coronavirus,
with all that.
Hopefully, it dies down.
I don't know. I don't know much about it. So I
mean, I don't know much about it either. But I'm just going off of like what people be talking about, and like apparently it's in Florida. Like there's like at least 3 cases.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Nah, I just wash my hands early and often.
Aha! Come on now.
Hot water.
Apparently, it's just like the regular flu.
If your immune system is weak, it's probably going to be really devastating.
It's raps.
That's why a lot of other people
are getting it. Yeah, this is Thanos taking on half the world.
What?
Which side are you on?
Of what?
The virus is like Thanos taking on half the world.
I don't want to get taken out.
World's overpopulated, bud.
China's overpopulated.
That's where it started. And
so
they fucked it up.
I heard that, I don't know if this is true, but this is what I was told, that it was created in the U.S. I forgot the state, so don't quote me on it.
You said created?
Yes, in a lab, created, because they create diseases all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the guy who helped flew over to China to help them set up like a medicine lab or something, and he brought it over there.
Yeah, someone told me that they made it over there. And like they had like the intentions of being something that's like super dangerous, and like they're working on it. I guess like when you know stuff about chemicals and all that type shit.
Oh, like biochemical warfare?
Yeah, like when you know about that type of stuff, I guess there's like if you add like if there's like man-made stuff done to it, whatever you use to add it with, it leaves behind like a trace of something, or like at the casing or whatever it is that you used to. I don't know what it is because like my buddy was just describing it to me, but like. They found like 3 different ones, like it's been like edited or, you know what I'm saying, modified like 3 different times. And like I guess they were saying like it was supposed to be like set free in like San Francisco big cities, and it was supposed to take like a month to like obviously like onset, and then like by that point like you've already infected like so many people because you've had it for a month now and like you didn't even know. And like, I mean, I guess somebody slipped and it popped off over there, and
yo, that's a that's a crazy story. That's a crazy
either way. Someone told me that at work the other day, and I was like, yo, I was like, I believe it. I was like, that's actually crazy.
That's wild.
And then like on top of that, I have a cousin from Melbourne actually who went over to China, and he's like, I don't want to say like 500 miles, I don't know, he's not too far away from the hot zone like Wuhan or whatever, and he went to like teach English or something like that, but like he's
no,
it's actually my actual cousin. His real actual cousin everybody, his name's Keenan, but Keenan's over there in China, and like the shit's real over there. He said he's been inside for like weeks just reading books and writing, and like he's been doing online class with his students.
Yeah, and I was told that like, see, because our stories are obviously different, so yours might be true, mine might be true.
I mean, I don't even know, honestly. I was just word of mouth.
Yeah, same. I'm good?
Yeah.
Okay. He said. Yeah. And I was told that they made it to like cut down the population in China, because it's booming over there.
Yeah, they don't have more than 2 children or something like that. Yeah. Didn't y'all read that book in high school? So.
And then they have a girl, like, you got the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on this, but...
The Wallflower or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a Stephen King book.
Is it?
Not about the Chinese kids, but, like, a virus. Let me look it up. I know what I'm talking about.
I hate when shit gets real and someone pulls up a book that was, like, written, like, 10 years ago, and it's like, there will be a virus that knocks out half the human population and will come back twice. And you're like, 2 times? Like,
2 times.
Like, what?
That's crazy.
It's called The Stand.
The Stand?
Yeah. And a guy, it gets created in the lab, and the lab like breaks or something. Something falls and it gets out. And one of the scientists or whatever, he runs away because he's like, I'm not trying to catch this and blah, blah, blah. Runs away with his family. He already has it. His family gets it. They die in the car. They crash. And then there's these 4 dudes at a bar, and they see the crash happen. It's either a bar or a gas station. They're like, oh, shit, what's that? They go to the car. They get it. And then one guy goes on a plane trip to, like, New York or Chicago over there. And then it just explodes, bro.
That's nasty.
It's a long-ass book.
Y'all ever played that game on, like, the
Plague?
iPod?
Yep.
Bro, they banned that game. You can't download it now.
What?
I heard that was only in China.
I think, only in China or something like that. They banned Plague because people was creating virus. Like, that was giving people ideas. Like, we been had that game, but, like,
right,
they real deal is crazy with
I was whole on YouTube looking up how to beat the whole game.
Right.
Yeah, Plague is 99 cents.
If that game taught me anything, it's like you gotta slide to Greenland.
Greenland was the hardest one to get.
You gotta slide to Greenland
when like shit gets real, bro.
There's Infection BioWar, which is like, the one I have.
Unless you start there and you work hard, that's not getting out of Greenland. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We all moving to Greenland.
I'm downloading it right now.
I mean, you probably download it over here, but he was saying in China.
I mean,
I got word from the doghouse that in China it actually got
a doghouse report.
But there's Plague Inc. for like 99 cents. That's the official one. And then there's Infection BioWar, which is what I just downloaded. And I'll be playing it for like hours tonight.
He said, don't be suspect of me, but I had to get the game.
But I heard you had to make it like, what's the word for like not able to catch? Like, what's that word?
Transmittable?
No. I'm drawing a blank.
Is it immune, like the doghouse said?
Doghouse. What's the like?
The
you have to make it.
For,
you have to make it to where like the temperature won't affect it. Like how in flu season it happens during like when it gets colder,
right?
And then in the summer it dies down. Yeah, I'm forgetting the word, but
I don't know. I'm almost about to just throw a bunch of random science words that I think.
Immune, airborne, skyborne,
osmosis, osmosis, Jones.
Photosynthesis. I don't know.
He said photosynthesis.
Chlorophyll,
metamorphosis,
sodium is one of those. Damn it.
Nah.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. I mean, I feel like the way the world's been, if the coronavirus does pop off and become like this actual big thing, like
It's been fun.
Like, I mean, I don't want to say, like, I'm definitely going to make it over the next person, but, like, I don't know. Like, I just want to see what happens. Like,
no, we moving to Greenland.
Got to. Bro, Greenland. Everyone's going there.
Slide in.
Nah.
Nobody's going to think to go there.
I think they shut down, like, Miami, the airport or something like that is what someone said.
Jeez.
Or they, like, closed down something, some kind of, like, transit in Miami.
There's definitely less people at the Space Center, and I feel like this is why.
Oh, yeah. Are y'all off on Friday for that reason?
No.
Yeah, they out there was like, okay, so there's cases in Florida, so we about to, everybody just talk on the phone. We're going to be in phone conferences all day long. Like, everybody stay at home. And so they said they were testing it out, but like, man, y'all ain't testing nothing out unless it's like for real, you know right. what I'm saying? It's NASA. So like, we ain't going to work on Friday. I mean, I'm not going to work.
Damn, I'm not going to work.
They told us we were off, but like, I mean, like, they said we could come in and try and help and, like, clean and stuff, but who wants to do that? Trash.
Not me.
Cleaning Trash. At the Space Center.
Trash.
Know how that's like, too, but,
Weekend crew.
We'll have to get into that story another time.
Yeah, that's another episode.
Or we can get into it now. We got time?
I'm down for it. You gotta be, you good, Dale?
I'm chilling. I just gotta call the girlfriend whenever I leave.
Oh.
Just let her know. She said, I might be asleep. Like, she lives like up the road though, so okay. I'll definitely go.
So that's a smooth transition into ABM. Let's talk about it.
Does anyone ever know what ABM actually stands for?
No clue. No. I looked it up.
I have no idea.
No idea.
Even the website doesn't tell you.
So little backstory. So I didn't meet. How did I meet Dale?
He probably.
I can't pinpoint the exact time, but I know it was obviously through you.
Yeah.
I think it, like, you met
Dave school, probably but, first.
Yeah, back in like the high school.
Yeah,
high
school it was at game. The track meet at least.
Track meet.
Yeah. Because he walked up, he said, "Aha!"
Did you run? Did you run track in 11th grade, bro?
Me, no. I ran track senior year.
Okay, so I don't think you would met him though.
Yeah, I think it might have been. It might have been like well, like a random football like, game that was down there for something.
Yeah. It was probably like.
Because I remember we like dropped Dave off or something like that. We dropped somebody off.
Oh
like,
yeah, it was definitely Aaron.
And we got in someone that's got in the car and there was no seats or something like that. We was just cooling. Like I don't know whose car it was. We was just in like someone.
Oh, it was probably the G.
It was probably G. We were probably dropping off Aaron because he couldn't stay out.
Yeah, he was whipping.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Cody always was whipping.
Yeah. Like the juice about you is like you just couldn't close. Him. You just always had the bad luck, and I was like, "Who is this guy?"
Yeah, that's how it was.
And then like
I couldn't stay out. Mom said you got to be home. I was like, "Damn, man." Those Hispanic mothers don't play though.
That's
like,
funny as hell.
Hey, Cody, wheels up.
Oh no,
wheels up. That's another story for another day.
But it's almost that time.
But we'll tell that story when Dave gets here. But met Dale and blah, 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 blah. And he got Cody a job at ABM.
Yep.
And then I worked at Publix at the time. And I was like, yo, Cody, what are you doing at ABM? He said, yo, I'm a janitor pretty much. And I was like, yo, let me slide.
We've been cooling.
Bro, so, that was like the most chill.
Bro, that was the best job
clock
ever.
Clock in on your phone, like you call the number. Boop. All right, clocked in.
Bro. No, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
But, he said we'll get to that.
I remember we were helping Nilsa move. My cousin Nilsa.
Yeah, we were sitting on the back of the truck.
Yeah, and me and Dave were like, yo, what's the number? He said, call this number, bro, talk to Jim.
I can hook y'all up real quick.
And then he'll schedule you an interview. And that's exactly what happened. And we got out there and we worked with Dale as janitors for SpaceX.
Clean room technicians, if you want to be proper.
Yeah,
clean room technicians.
Spruce that shit up.
What's a clean room, Cody?
A very clean room.
No, over at SpaceX. The clean rooms.
Yeah.
What happens in the clean room? And
aren't you in one?
I know, but I'm...
Oh, my bad.
You want me to explain everything?
No.
Take the show over?
So, like, the clean room was like... It's where they had the satellites for what they were launching that week or whatever. And then it had to be clean with alcohol, like...
Like
supposedly from the top down, but we only did the floor.
Yeah,
no, except for that one in PPF.
Bro, that was me and Jesse up there on that lift.
We had to go. Y'all had to go on a lift, and
bro, we got on the crane. All three of us, me, you, and Dave too.
Yeah. And then it was me and you, and we had to climb up the ladders and go on top
of the crane. Oh, yeah, on top of that little crane. Yeah.
And get on top of that. Like, why were we even up there?
What are we doing like, up there?
I was like, bro, 21, this is so just unsafe. Like climbing to the like, so top of this like 20 story building.
It's
and
like
I'm just
200
like,
feet up, bro. Looking down.
I have a harness on. Like, is that?
Yeah. Cleaning shit. Cleaning, mopping the walls.
Yeah, bro. And it was like hot up there, too.
Yeah, different in the world.
In a whole clean suit. World.
A whole different atmosphere up there.
You had to wear gloves. You had to wear fucking.
And you had these stupid ass rags that you had to get wet with a bucket that you had to take up there with you.
Yep. The alcohol wipes.
Your little thing.
It had to be like 20%. Like,
we were such scientists, yeah. Right?
Turning the dials, yeah. Turning it off, fill it with regular water.
The jump was hilarious, bro. Yeah,
doing the most. Janitors, though?
Yeah. Crazy. I mean, I will say the plus side of that job, though, we got a lot of free food.
A lot. That's
bro. That's the only thing I missed.
That's where I gained all the weight.
They pay for it now.
That's when I started gaining all the weight, bro. I'm trying to tell you. You could ask Cody. In the morning, I would have the breakfast, but I'd have like 3 servings for myself.
Bro, when they had that biscuits and gravy, though,
bro,
I was like, yo, Jim, we gotta stay here for a couple minutes.
And then after breakfast, I would grab my peanut butter cups for the road and
yeah,
a Gatorade.
They had candy too,
bro, all the candy and the free all candy. The free Gatorade you can get, bro.
Yeah, they had the free drinks. They had like catered breakfast and lunch pretty much every day, except for weekends.
And every lunch,
except
they had.
For like, yeah, weekends.
Weekend nights or weekend the nights. Weekend. I think they had like there was like a night cook or something like that.
Damn. Okay, they had a salad bar, they had a snack bar, and they had ice cream.
All that in one big old room.
For free.
For free.
For free. You walk up, you grab it, you walk out. Simple as that.
Launches, Chick-fil-A catered.
Chick-fil-A catered.
Already on go. Chick-fil-A.
Yep. Elon Musk was in that same building.
Bro, yep.
I walked by Elon Musk maybe like was like maybe 3 feet away from this man. Like maybe 4 times. Like just being at LCC.
Yep.
And he'd be chilling there with his family. Just
bullying.
Damn, you a real person.
Like, Tesla outside, chilling.
Time to go change some trash.
Let me grab this for the most trash.
I'm over here, bro. Like, notice me. Just be, make me your protege. Like, whatever. Just see something in me and be bro, like, take you know what? In. You look like you need a Tesla and a job there, too. And be like,
I sure do, Elon.
Damn it. Yeah.
Dap him up.
Son of a bitch.
But, like, what else did we do over there?
Bro, we fucked around so much.
Bro, we didn't do shit, bro. Like, no, because one time they would complain about the weekend crew. In my mind, I was like, hell yeah, we ain't doing anything.
You said, to be honest.
We take the trash out when we sweep and mop.
Because, like, you got to understand, during the weekend, like, no one really be there. Like, it'd probably be, like, the, like, random handful of, like, guys that'd be there that leave, like, 3 things of trash all day long. So, I'm sleeping in the car all day long. I'm leaving to go play Call of Duty, clocking out on my phone.
Like, yes, bro. So how me, Dave, and Cody did it, we the weekend crew, so we worked Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we would wake up. When do we go into work? Like 5 o'clock?
Yeah, we wake up at like 4 or something.
No, we'd wake up right before we had to clock in, hit the group chat, the kick.
The kick. What y'all know about the kick?
Whoever was driving that day would be like, hey, clock in. We would clock in on our phones. Go back to sleep, wake up at like 7, drive out there, sleep in the van for like an hour.
Wait till the sun came up. Yep. Hey, watch the sunrise on the beach.
Yes, bro.
In the truck that we know.
The company van.
The company van.
Yeah.
We would have breakfast, clean 40, like one of the main buildings, and then go to 39, clean there, just do all the spots, and then we would fuck around and play Pokemon Go. Because that came out at the same time.
Yeah, that was right. Pokemon Go was like the thing.
We would take all the bases and stuff. And then we'd have lunch. Clean up a little bit more. Leave. Like an hour before we had to clock out. And then clock out at home.
Slide.
On the Division.
Yeah, that's when the Division came out. Yeah, you played with us too. Because we would leave early to get on the Division.
Shout out. This all rearranging again. Because we got the Division 2 that just came out. And I mean,
Sundays.
I'm on it, but I got it.
Sundays, yeah, we do. Bro.
You can play Sundays. We're on there because it's the only day all of us are available to play Sundays.
Yeah, that's when Dave is available.
I'm level like 7, 8.
Yeah, we're like level 10.
Something like that.
But like we did everything over there, and like we saw the Rockets and Yeah. Shit was cool.
I feel like I abused Rockets, seeing Rockets that close. Like, I, like, almost regret it. Not regret it, yeah. But, like, I was literally was like, I could reach up.
You could touch it, yeah.
Like, I had to duck under a couple of them. Like, oh, got a crossover.
Rocket. Like, bro, that's the whole Falcon 9 right there.
This is the Falcon 9 that y'all be trying to take pictures with. Let me touch it.
I'm touching this thing.
I literally that was I come in, something just came out from space because it landed.
And I'm chilling.
I'm touching
this. I'm putting a fingerprint on this.
Just one good time and you just look at your hand on there like, I went to space too. Bro, I used to go in the clean room and I would go inside the little satellite thing, the little capsule thing, and I would just like touch one of the little,
I did
like,
not do that.
One of the little like things that they had to like install, the little black squares or whatever it was, like with the wire heat shield in it. Yeah, bro, I would touch one of them always. I'm going to space too. Like,
I'm part of me going to space too.
I know. And then they told us not to bring our cell phones in there because it like jammed a GPS and shit.
Yeah, like we was on some top secret.
But Dale brought his cell phone in there regardless.
Yeah, I used to be in there like, on Snapchat up on the crane. Like,
yeah, we did that. I got to find those videos.
Bro. I don't even have them anymore. I wish I still had them.
I don't think I have
them. I went through and deleted all the videos that I took of us cleaning out the damn gutters.
Oh, no, right, bro.
I still have a picture of Jesse down in that bit. I was like,
no, you missed it.
Oh, he's got a kid now, speaking of Jesse. Shout out my dog.
Shout out Jesse. Yeah. We work with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he did have like a did he not have like a whole bunch of random time off? Like, he was just like, yeah, I got this time off and this time off. I don't know if y'all see him.
I don't really see him like that.
Oh, I saw him today.
I saw him like one random time and he was like, yep, my girl's she's pregnant. And then like, I saw them like in the store in Walmart and like they had a baby with him. And I was like,
life comes at you,
bro,
fast.
It really do happen fast.
It happened fast. Cause I remember she got hired, they were together, then she's pregnant, then she had a kid. And I was like, ooh. Damn. And I was like, how long has it been?
That relationship. Did y'all ever go to Jesse's house? No.
No.
I did once.
Yeah. I haven't been there.
Yeah, you did go to Jesse's house one time. His weird girlfriend, Helena. Helena from Spain. She was just.
She's back over there too, apparently.
Yeah, he's saying her asshole.
But like, I don't know if you had left or you just weren't working one day, but we were cleaning out the, excuse me, but 39 flooded because it rained.
Of course, it always flooded.
They gave us one shop vac and a bunch of paper towels.
Bro, they gave us 1 5-gallon shop vac, bro.
And a bunch of paper towels, bro. And they were like, all right, you guys, you're going to clean us out. But we have one shop vac, and we have to take it outside, dump it out, bring it all the way back. Like, 30 seconds.
It has to take so many times because we had to do that same exact thing. Like, and we messed up so many shop vacs. Like, we used to go and find a new one every time.
Yeah, that's what we did, too. And, like, we had a paper towel, and we would, like, roll layers into the gutters to try to soak it up. Shit did not work.
Nah.
But one time there was an open gutter, and Jim was like, trashing us because we weren't done yet or whatever. This nigga fell into the gutter.
I think that was
when we were all there cleaning up. Yes,
he fell again.
Yeah, no, we were all there.
That was insane. I remember he just walked straight into that bit. His whole leg. I was like, oh!
This is right after he yelled at me, Dave, and Cody for something. And
he was like, do we understand? Or something like
that. I said, do we understand? Hey, Jim Bishop, if you're listening to this, fuck you, dog. See me, dog. See me. Run me mines. I know you're up there in Tennessee.
Wearing a do-rag right now. Run you me should mines. Be scared.
No, you try me. But like, and I'll never forget Cody. He went up to Cody and he was talking to him all normal. Cody was like, yeah. Yep.
I hit him with that one word. Right, one word reply.
And I was not, I didn't even say anything. And it was so funny because he had coffee in his hand, fresh coffee, bro.
Yep. He
did.
Smoke
coming out of top, and he just dropped, bro.
Bro, that's when they set us up for that bad job. Yeah. And we had no idea what we were doing, but they told us to put up insulation in that little shed out there.
Butler building.
Yeah, in the Butler building.
And we had like a damn, like, what's it called? Almost like a rotisserie line.
We had like an assembly line. Yeah, an assembly line, bro. Like, somebody was cutting the things and we'd be putting them on. Like, we thought it was like, oh, yeah, we love this shit.
We put things together.
I was like, yo, they're not finna see this hard work in that place.
We used to real deal do hard work.
We got in there and there was rolls of fiberglass, bro. Fiberglass insulation, bro. First of all, fiberglass itches.
Skin hurts.
Like, crazy. And so we had to cover this whole building in this insulation. And there's like metal beams that separate, and there's like sections. So we're like, all right, cool. We're gonna cut it. So we measured out the sections. We measured them out. Dave cut. I hand it to Cody. Cody put it on the wall. And then it's just going.
Put on the little caps and then bend it down.
Yep, grinding, bro. Grinding for like 3 days. We worked 13 days straight, bro.
Bro, we was like, yo, they not gonna know what to see. Like,
yeah, bro, we were like, yeah, and we had to go up on the ceiling and put them up there. It was hot as shit.
Bro, we was like, yo, they about to love us putting
up this shit. We ran into a big ass spider, and if you know me, I don't fuck with spiders.
And there was a snake in there too.
Yeah, and we saw a snake. We thought it was a wire. So we walked up to it, and we're like, yo, someone grabbed that wire, and they started moving. We said, oh, no, bro. No, sir. So we finished that, bro. We're happy as hell, bro. Like, yo,
like,
Jim.
Like, yo, we finna get a raise off of this shit.
And then someone from SpaceX walk in, and they're like, hey, who did the insulation on the Butler building? And we're like,
we did that. That was us, bro. Hey, hands up, proud.
And then they were like, it's wrong. And we're like, huh? And he's like, yeah, it's all got to come down. And we're
like, he said, wait, what you mean,
I beg
fam?
Your pardon? And then so... Apparently, we weren't supposed to chop them in pieces at all.
Yeah, you had to put it like
you got to put
one like the roll. Whole panel like all the way down like yeah. on the same roll. Like,
how?
I don't know.
I don't know how either.
We told them. The three of you guys.
All right, right. Yeah. We're like 19. We 19. Yeah. They don't know shit about insulation.
And so he was Australian, and he came up and he was like, "Who taught you guys? Who told you to do this? Like, who trained you?" Like, nobody.
Nobody.
No one.
You know, who told you to do this? Our boss, Jim Bishop. Head of ABM. And then he was like, and he didn't train you. He said, nah, dog.
Nah.
He said, you put this up there and you put the pins on and that's it. And we said, say less. And that's what we did for 3 days, bro. Three 8-hour shifts, bro. Overtime.
OT. Bro, shirts drenching with sweat.
Drenched. It's hot.
We were like, hey, I'm going to get some Gatorades. Y'all want three Gatorades? Which flavor you want? Y'all want some water? Yeah. Y'all want some ice cream? Blah, blah, blah. Like, we was working it, like.
Bro, call us construction man and shit, dog.
Bro, we were construction.
And then we were taking it down, and like the regional manager of ABM was there too, and they were just roasting us, bro.
You're just like,
and we're like, bro, what are y'all? Why are y'all getting on us right now? And he's like, you guys are gonna take it all down, and we were like, we do. We didn't even know what we was doing. He said, yeah, y'all gotta take it down still. So we're like, all right, bro. So we're gonna take it down. Attitude. We're throwing the fiberglass insulation or whatever, just chucking it, bro. We don't care. He's like, pile it up over here. I'm like, bro, you gonna watch who you making demands to, dog.
Oh, yeah. That's what he's.
He said something about our beards. You should shave your beard, look for more professional. I said, bro, I'm a janitor.
What do you mean?
I'm a custodial worker. Clean room technician.
He's a clean room technician if you want to be proper.
I'm sorry, clean room technician. Don't disrespect.
But definitely janitor, so. Clean room technician for an hour every
yep.
day. Rest of the 8 hours?
Janitor.
Janitating.
Janitating.
But, like, I don't do this.
Literally. Me and Jesse would just go on little rides around base and just figure out, oh, we can slide around here. Like, pine a little blade or something like that. We should get high at work and just be like.
I was just thinking that. I don't even remember how you knew that, Chuck. But we locked the keys in the van.
I do remember this.
And, we were like, damn, I guess the van locked itself because we hella left it unlocked. We were cleaning
it. It was always unlocked. Always left it unlocked or on, you know what I'm saying? I feel like the van.
We had the van off?
I don't know who was driving, but.
Whenever we would drive the van, we just leave that bitch on and then just.
Not our gas.
So. Exactly. We would go fill up on that big old tank.
Bro, pull up. Be like, yo, how we get this in our car, bro?
Like, I feel like we should have done that on our last day. We should have filled up. Because Dave was driving on our last
bro,
day.
Bro, they will come down on us for that shit.
You're stealing gas.
Bro.
On our way out, just mines.
Just we mine. Filling up real quick.
But we locked, somehow, some way, the keys got locked in the van. And we're like, bro, fuck, bro. And so we're trying to, like, hold the window open. You know, it's that old school window where you have to, like.
Yeah, you got to, like, unclasp it.
Yeah. And so we're holding it open. Dave and Cody are holding it open, trying to get like to the lock. We can't get to it. And so I was like, oh, I'm gonna get like a piece of wood to like pry it open. And as I come around with this piece of wood, they're pulling it. Just the whole thing just shatters, bro. It's all over their hands. I was like, oh shit. And then they're bleeding, and I was like, yo, let's get the fucking key.
Get the fucking key.
Get the key. And so, like, we had to do, like, first aid in, like, the snack room or whatever. She was wild.
And then we had to make that call.
Yeah, we had to make a call.
I had to make that call because niggas was scared. So I was like, I was like,
said, hey, Jim.
I was like, hey, yo, Jim.
He said, yo.
He said, It was an accident, but we broke the window, dog. We locked the key in the car, and then we try to
open the window,
pry open the window so he can snatch it, but it broke.
He said,
oh god.
He said, yo, we broke the window. Hey, bro. We thought we was doing something innovative. We put a trash can over it with some duct
trash
tape.
Trash bag.
You said, yeah.
Shit was loud, bro.
Driving down.
Loud.
Because so everywhere crazy. Is a drive, like nowhere is close. Like yeah. You gotta hit like at least a 10-minute drive to get between places.
Yeah. Thanks. That shit was loud. And then I almost crashed the van as well. I was with
Brenda
Dave.
Crashed the van,
huh?
Miss Brenda crashed the van.
Of course she did. PLSAB. Oh, but anyways,
PLSAB.
Cody was at 39, and me and Dave were coming back. Shout out Brenda. I know she still worked there. She has to.
They fired Miss Brenda. They fired Miss Brenda like last year.
Damn.
Someone told me it was like, oh, they fired Miss Brenda. Like, damn.
That's rough.
I know I was low on the mic, but I'm back up here again.
We heard you.
But we were going to get Cody, and we saw a deer. And so I kicked it in reverse in the van. I'm whipping in reverse, chasing after this deer. And so the deer like cuts back and goes the other way. So I yoked the wheel, bro. And, like, bro, the van goes on two wheels. And it's, like, near the water where, like, all the gators and
oh
shit are.
Oh, my God.
Bro, I was like, oh, shit. So I put it in drive, and I revved the gas, bro. And we almost fucking died.
Oh, my God. Imagine if y'all would have crashed the van. Crashed the van.
Almost fucking
so
died, bro.
Tight.
I would be fired.
Termination on site.
On site, bro. Right.
Just walk from here. Just walk from here.
Bro,
get out of the van. Just leave from here.
That shit was crazy. I was so scared, bro. But I did it. I saved us.
That was definitely a one-of-a-kind job that I probably will never do again.
Yeah, never. I'm not going back there because I got laid off. But I'd probably welcome back if I really wanted to.
I low-key got laid off too, honestly. I like to think that I quit on my own terms. But then they had to send me a little email like, oh, you're laid off. Like, nah, bro. I quit.
You can't lay me off.
Yeah. No, nah, they.
They sized me on time off. I had a slide.
They brought us into a room, me, Dave, and Cody, and then they were like, hey, guys, you know, our budget isn't doing well, so we got to cut the part-timers. You know, your last day is this day, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, you guys got to be gone on a Friday next week, which worked out because we were all going to New York. So right
said,
after.
Just so happened.
Yeah, and so...
He's
the last day came, and me, I was like, they're not finna let me go. Every building we go to, I'm grabbing a handful of candy, putting in this trash bag, and Gatorades and Nutri-Grain bars.
And Nutri-Grain.
Bro,
they had everything.
The
Hot
Santa
pockets.
Bag, just fucking full, bro. And then they were like, you got exit badges, and you're going to give your badges to the guards and the shack. I said, hell no. We're going to leave our badges in the van, and we slid. We left.
That's how I've done, too.
I think that's what Jesse did, too.
Yeah, Jesse did that, too.
Because he left before us, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then someone said, you told us that Brenda said that was like a Negro way to leave or something. Y'all left like some real Negroes.
Yeah.
Well.
So that's ABM. How far along are we, dog? We got...
We had 57.
Oh, this is getting kind of long.
We can trim it.
We'll wrap it up. Time to wrap it up now.
That oh, you wrap it up?
Huh?
You wrap it up?
Yeah. Why?
I thought you didn't wrap it up.
Oh, ha ha! Crazy. I don't know what you're talking about in that aspect of the world.
Oh, allegedly you don't wrap it up?
Huh?
Allegedly
you don't wrap
bro,
it up?
Chill. All
right, my bad.
Chill. We could talk for days, but it's getting kind of long. So, Dale, thank you for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
Yeah,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate y'all having me. It's been real.
Chuck, next time, don't miss the pre-production meeting.
Come on, bro. All
right, so you forgot.
I got it bi-weekly now.
Good man.
Bi-weekly? We do it every week.
I meant like the reminder.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. We'll have meetings all the time, but don't forget, even though we talked this morning, he said, I'm here in the group chat. He said, they go where?
Where? Anyways, right, I was like, I was he said, I'm here.
I was looking outside. I was like, yo, where's his car?
But you not, though.
And I said, no, you're not. He said, oh, okay, now I'm here. I was like, where? Where are you? What'd you have for dinner, Chuck?
Steak, huh?
Whatever, Chuck. Anyways, follow the show on Twitter at Melted Coco Pod. You can follow me on the socials, AP Flacco Instagram. I don't know what my Twitter is. Yeah. Kid Dynamite something. You can follow Cody at @O_Jody. She got a thing for Chanel vintage that don't follow him on Twitter. He doesn't care. English. Dale, where can they find you? You keep calling me a twin, but twins ain't cool. Thanks for listening. Mentally, it's been fun. I'm on next catch y'all year. Next time. Clear
yeah, right. Appreciate same you, Dale. You
finish, thank y'all.
I'm off of spiritual lifting, but I don't fly spirit. I'm off of finding happiness, but Donna died serious. All smiles, Kevin Durant trials. Had to blow it on a court, I must have blew a milli. I'm walking on all charges, that's my new Achilles. I know they love to rock a check, but who gon' do it really? Really? My depositions never surface. Tenenbaum know the logo on the jersey is getting purchased. 10 years in and y'all yet to hear my most impressive verses. Pay the cost to be the boss wasn't even my most expensive purchase. Trust when I say I'm never on the shit they assuming I'm on. Tales about me are like Corritos and Coolio.
Appreciate y'all for listening to another episode of Melted Chocolate. If you enjoyed the episode, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to follow and subscribe to us on Spotify. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Melted Chocolate Pod. Appreciate y'all.